Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Our topic today is social media marketing. Now, a lot of people today are faced with the challenge or the choice and or the questions following social media for your business. So, entrepreneurs, you definitely want to listen to the show on today. Because right now, we are in the storm, should I say, for using social media. Social media has many pluses, but it also has many minuses. And there are a lot of reasons that we want to use social media for business. There is a lot of social media choices now. Before, when we thought of social media, pretty much what came to mind. I know in the early days we thought of possibly chatting, but we weren't calling it social media at that point. We had to remember the old chat rooms. So now we're going back about 10 years ago, right? And everybody would have their little handles, their little names, little funny names they could come up with. And you're in the chat room and you would meet. This is going beyond 10 years ago, actually. And the chat rooms were very, 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 very popular. And we weren't really calling it social media. Because then for a lot of reasons, people didn't know who they were talking to. People could make up names. They could come up with fake pictures and would be meeting people all over the world. But as social media grew, so we went from that, and then as the social media evolved, I remember there was a program called Facebook. Well, not Facebook, because we still use that, but every time I think of this other one, I say that, but MySpace. So it's social media, and then there's been many others. They're all the names. So social media has definitely evolved to where it is today. It didn't start out like this. Which is another hint for business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't be afraid to start small. And I mean microscopic small. Because look at where Facebook is. But social media didn't start at Facebook. So the term social media became very, very popular probably about back in 2006, somewhere around there, 2006, we started using the term. 2005, I started my online degree in 2004. And I remember my professor used the term. She was creating within our class portal, she was creating some type of social environment for the students. And I thought, that's a weird word that, you know, she had now. That's what everybody does. Everybody just hangouts. And she called it virtual. It was a virtual gathering, like a social gathering. And I thought, this is weird. And I just couldn't get with it. But now, it's the most popular thing going. Everyone is meeting online. You know, she said, oh, we're going to meet and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, all right. But look at us 8 years later, or 10 years later, really. That was 2004, 2005. So 9, 10 years later, it's the most popular thing. So businesses are evolving. You have to evolve as a business owner. And so I know that for some of you, you're going kicking and screaming into the social media world. But I'm not just talking about using social media for your business. And by the way, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Today is, what is today? Oh, today is Tuesday. For most of you, depending on what part of the world you're in, it could be you could be all the way into your midday already on Tuesday, or you could already be, you could still be not have made it here yet. So maybe you're still in Monday. Maybe you're early Tuesday morning. Well, good morning, and welcome. Well, we know for people just even in California, where you are, it's still around 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so a specific time. So it's about 4 a.m., and you all are probably still getting some shut-eye, but we are up, and we are on the broadcast with 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, talking this morning about social media in your business. Using social media in your business, and how important is it? And can social media really help your business to grow? And if it can, how does that happen? How does that happen that social media can help your business grow? So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's look at some components. And good morning, and welcome. And if you have any questions, I will give you an opportunity to ask any of your questions toward the end of the show. I know I haven't been able to get to the computer the last week or so if you've been tuned in, and we certainly appreciate it. But it's so important, this topic here. I said I got to get to a computer because I know people may have questions about social media and its power, and how powerful is social media and how it can help. But I want you to know that social media, just like Facebook, as a matter of fact, the very fact that you are tuned into this show, whether you're tuned into the phone lines, the chat room, the internet, or some other RSS feed, whether you saw it on Blog Talk itself, maybe you saw it on my website, that fact is a quick, short demonstration of the power of social media. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you tune, let me just give you the summary, and then I will back it up and sort of do some explaining. I wanted to talk today about social media and your business. In other words, I believe that you can grow your business, whether you're an author, a speaker, a trainer. You may have a restaurant. You may be like the woman that I talk to all the time in Ohio who has a dry cleaning business. You may have almost any other type of business. It may be a ministry. It may be a church. Now, you know, so social media. So before we had social media, we had a more traditional media. We had television, we had radio, and this is how we communicated with our customer. So there's a key word right there. I just landed something on you right there. Hope you didn't miss it. Before we had social media, we had more traditional media. We just called it the media, right? We didn't have a term social associated with it. And when you watched television, when you listened to the radio, when you read the newspaper, or when you read a magazine, which were the four major types. Now, of course, we didn't call the telephone media, and we did not call, definitely, face-to-face. We didn't call that media. Well, television, radio, newspapers, magazines, journals, and all those types of things were a way to get in front of your customer with commercials, with advertising. Customers would see it, and then they may decide, oh, I want to purchase that. I mean, how many times have you saw a McDonald's commercial and said, oh, the next time I go to McDonald's, or the next time I go to Red Lobster, or the next time, whatever part of the country, wherever you live, and whatever restaurants you see on television. So fast forward to social media, growing your customer. So just think about that for a minute. So people think that social media, and initially it was just to socialize using also this medium of communicating. So media, we know that's what that means, communicating. Someone communicating something, okay? So here we were just using it to connect with our friends, our family, look up pictures of different people posting pictures. People would post a little bit about their day, what they were doing, right? Well, but here's the kicker, you see, when it came to, and Facebook, I mean, certainly a genius, Facebook, Google, all of those, Google was very wise to jump on the Internet search bandwagon, right? They said Internet Explorer can't be the only one, and then there was MSN, then there's also AOL. We're not going to leave them out there. We're going to jump on this bandwagon as well. And so Google jumped on the bandwagon. Of course, there's others now. You have Firefox and others. You know, of course, Dogpile. There's so many others. Some we don't know about because they're not that popular. Not that many people use them. But certainly, you can see just, okay, you wouldn't even be here. You wouldn't even be tuned in. You wouldn't even know about this show if it wasn't for social media. I do not have a television commercial. Oh, YouTube. I don't want you to leave them out. Very big, very popular. Set the stage for a lot. Was around before Facebook, but Facebook did end up getting very, very popular for some reason. And I think because people are able to write and make comments. And, you know, as human beings, you know, we like to write, we like to read. Yes, we love looking at pictures. Yes, we love looking at videos. But our brains want to be stimulated in a read and write mode as well. Not everybody is as visual of a learner as other people are. And so we can never totally do away with our ability to write. So how can you grow your business with social media? So I said I want to give you three things you need to do. Number one, if you have a business, you need to set up your Facebook page like a business page, or you need to set up, if you already have your just your regular Facebook page where you and your family, you know, post pictures of the cookouts and all of that, that's wonderful. But you also need a Facebook business page, okay? And you need to set it up like a business. So you can go and learn how to do that. It's not that hard. Certainly, we'll do other trainings to help people that find it a challenge. But I know for some people it's a total challenge, so I understand that. And that's why you have people that are out there who will help you do it. But you definitely need to set up a page on Facebook for your business, period. That's just what you need to do. I mean, if you haven't done that already, shame on you. How are you going to grow your business on social media if you don't have your business out there? Now, I did a webinar yesterday entitled How to Make Money with Your Message. So it was a free webinar. If you didn't get it, you can certainly inbox me on Facebook and tell me that you would like to get a link to that webinar. Or you can go to, it's on the webinar company's website. You can go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams, and you will see it right there. It'll be listed under past webinars because it's already happened, and you can watch it. You can watch it right there. So it's entitled "How to Make Money with Your Message." So if you have a business and you do not have a Facebook business page, you need that, okay? Because there are 9 million people on Facebook. Now, how many people? And you might be wondering, well, what does that number mean? That means that Facebook's population is almost 3 times the size of the United States. It's almost 3 times the size of the United States, or 1/3 is close to 1/3 the size of China. Okay, now you want to know how big Facebook is? Consider those two numbers, consider those two statistics. So social media is definitely a way to market your business. It's a way to get your business out there. And please, if you have any questions in the chat room, you can just type it in, or if it's a legitimate question, I'll definitely answer it. Because I know that, you know, we do get different types of people on internet. That's the only thing you have to watch out for. But if you have a question, you're in the chat room, you can just hit your #1 key, and I will open up your phone line and take your question and or your comment. So as you can see, that social media, now here's the other reason why you definitely need to get involved in social media. Now, this one you probably already could think of. This is not that hard to think of, but it's not going away. It's not going away, at least not in your lifetime, in my lifetime. It'll be around for a while. Maybe your children will come up with something better and bigger. But for now, this is it, because computers are part of our lives. Technology is a part of our lives, always has been. That's how we even got the telephone, is because of technological advances. That's how we got the computer, because of a technological advance. That's how we got the typewriter. That's how we got the vacuum sweeper. That's how we got the broom. That's how we got everything. It's because of a technological advance. And so as we continue to advance in society, we will continue to create new technological inventions and innovations. But for now, social media is it, and we are growing more and more toward social marketing. So social media means that we use the media to hang out. That's basically what it means in a nutshell. It's like a blog is a web log. It's a log of some information that you're putting across the web. It's like having a journal. Having a blog, which is another, and that's one that I didn't mention, blogging is a social media tool that is now, and what happened was they went and created all these social media networks, you could call them, right? LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Google, stumbled upon. There's thousands of them. I know we only hear about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, for the most part, Google+ now is coming on, okay? But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them out there. There's millions of them. Now they're calling them apps, APPS, apps. And so there's an app for almost everything that you can humanly think of. And you may be wondering, why are there so many? Well, think about this. There's almost 7 billion people in the world, and anybody can create an app. So imagine that. So not anybody wants to, not anybody will take the time to, but anybody could. So imagine every mind that wants to conceive some type of app, right? That's what they're going to do. And if they can sell it, and a lot of people are making a lot of money off these apps through advertising. You may say, well, how do they make money? Through advertising. Advertising pays for all of this stuff. Okay? Now, you may think, well, I haven't advertised my business on any of these. Well, maybe you haven't, but Burger King has, Nike has, all the big companies, all the, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, all the Starbucks, all the universities and colleges use them, every single one. All the department stores, all the internet stores, and you name it, and all mid-sized companies. Of course, all the major companies use them. All the ones who have any product or service to sell, or they have any information they want you to get. So as you can see, social media is very, very big. And it is a way to connect with your customer. Your customers are on social media, right? And, Your customers are on, and you want to grow your business. So guess what? In order to grow your business, you have to grow your customers. In order to grow your customers, you have to know where they are. You have to go where they are. But you can't go where they are if you don't know where they are. You can't guess them if you don't know where they are to talk to them. So social media allows you to talk to your customers. Therefore, you can see if they will actually be your customer. You can talk to them. I mean, you figure like this on Facebook. If you have a page, you may have 3,000 friends in your Facebook page. You know, you can, now the next thing you want to do is, in order to grow your business, so you definitely want to get out there on social media. And then the second key, which is really, really big, you have to engage your customer or your potential customer, because at the first point, you don't know if they're a customer or not. They may just be a friend. It may just be a like. It may just be someone that shared your information. So you don't necessarily know if they are a customer. But the big, gigantic, fat, juicy tip that I am giving on this radio show, all about entrepreneurs, because I really want to help entrepreneurs. Yes, I do the coaching. Yes, I teach people how to write books, how to publish their e-books for free. Yes, I teach people, you know, how to start and run their business. But and here is the fat, juicy tip. And this is so fat and so juicy. I'm giving it away for free on All About Entrepreneurs. Is that with your social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, a blog, it could be an ebook for that matter. The main thing you want to do is you need to engage your customer. You must, if you cannot engage your customer, well, the potential customer, if you cannot engage them, you'll never know if they are a customer. It's the only way you can decipher if this is a customer or not. You must find a way to be engaging. And so I've given you a couple of things today. I don't want to overload you, because now you have to go and set up your Facebook page, your business page. And then you have to find a way to engage people. First of all, you got to attract people to your page. That's number one. And that's number one, actually. Well, number one, let's go with steps. Number one, get the page. Number two, attract the people. Number three, engage them. Number four, now you can make them some offer. All right, so I just gave you the four big, fat, juicy steps. Now, if you want to know how to put all those steps together, if you need to know how to work those steps, now you may want to talk to a marketing person that can help you set all that up, or you can talk to a person like myself. You can sign up for, you can sign up for How to Make Money with Your Message, or you can sign up for my Release Your Power coaching program. You can go to www.coachlalisa.com. Now, I know that's like shamelessly promoting my business, but here's the thing. The return that you will get from your investment is overwhelming, and it's absolutely one of the best deals that you will find almost anywhere. So this is the real deal. Again, you have proof that you can grow your business with social media. You have proof that having a Facebook page for your business or a website or however you want to look at it, you have proof that that's effective. You now understand the power of engagement. So now let me see. If you have a question, just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line, and you can make a question, because I'm sure at this point you should definitely have at least one question. You should be either a question or a comment, either you're commenting that, yes, I've tried that, it worked, it's really good, or I've been thinking about it, I'm not quite sure what to do next. Or this sounds interesting, I'll look more into it. So you should have some type of reaction. And so if you would just raise your hand, or maybe you want to know what is the number one social media resource out there to grow your customer base, and how much can you make? I mean, you can make a lot of money from social media, really. You can, through social media, you can really literally make six figures this year. This year, that's six figures. That's over $100,000. This year, this is January to the end of the year, you can absolutely make six figures easily. You can make as much as $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month. That's what that would about add up to. A little under $10,000 a month easily, right? Just 12 months in a year, that would be $120,000 right there. So it would be over six figures if you made $10,000 a month. And you can make $10,000 a month. I'm telling you, you can make $10,000 a month using social media and your message, your product, and or your service. You can grow your business by leaps and bounds. And if you're not doing it, I don't know why you're not. If you're not taking advantage of the social media revolution, I just don't understand that, because I am. So I don't understand anyone that's not doing that. If you call yourself a business person, if you call yourself an entrepreneur, then I want to know what is stopping you. I mean, and you may be legitimately hindered, or there may be some obstacle. That's why I'm asking you if you want to make a question or a comment. This would be your time. Don't go away with that question, and you may not get it answered. So I'm opening up the floor. I'm opening up the mic for you to, as a matter of fact, for the next person that hits the number one key to open up the phone mic, you will absolutely get a free copy of my book, Release Your Power. You will absolutely get I'm giving away one free copy of my book, Release Your Power, to the next person who, this is a powerful book. I've been told by almost everyone that has read it. That's what the feedback is. It's a powerful book, Lalisa. Whoever hits their number one key will get their free copy shipped to you via Coach Lalisa. For instance, Chapter 5 is Making Each Step Solid. That's the Chapter 5 in the book, Making Each Step Solid. And it starts out, the first paragraph says, no matter how dark the road or the way may get, if you have someone that is going before you with a light, you will always feel safe and secure knowing that your way is made bright. So this is exactly what it feels like to put our trust in the one and only who can care for us perfectly and completely. Okay, so that's the very, very first section of chapter, that was chapter 5, making each step solid. So if you want to get your copy, you have about 1.5 minutes. You have 1.5 minutes left to hit your number one key. So, but on to customers, social media, social marketing. Those are just several of the buzzwords. There are other trends as it relates to growing your customers. So I want to know if you believe that you can grow your customers with social media. I just want to know if you believe that you can. You don't have to, I won't even open your phone line. If you just hit your number one key, I'll be able to see that. And then I'll know, unless of course you're driving or doing something dangerous, then you may not want to move around a lot. But if otherwise, or you may still be like laying in the bed. I know some people tune into the show that it's so early in the morning, they're like still in the bed. It's like, lady, I'm not touching any buttons. I'm just going to lay here. But, no, really, I'm curious to see how people feel, how they believe, because I know when I first heard about growing your customers with social media, which was about 5 years ago, I didn't believe it. I was like, that's not going to work. So it took me 5 years to get, well, I had pages and all of that, yes, but I wasn't using them to grow my customers. So, yes, I had the pages, but I wasn't using them to grow my customer base because I didn't believe. So maybe you're in unbelief as well. So I need to find out if you are, if that's you, because I can help you because I've been there. I was stuck there too. So definitely connect with me, if not here, on All About Entrepreneurs. Follow up with me through email or through the comment page on my website, CoachLalisa.com. You can ask a discreet question there. You can also follow us on Facebook. We have a page there for All About Entrepreneurs. And I look forward to tomorrow, another show, another broadcast, right here on All About Entrepreneurs. If you want to know what our show is tomorrow, you can follow us on Facebook, and I will post the shows. And tomorrow we will be, I'll tell you right now what we'll be talking about tomorrow, we'll be talking about 3 media marketing tools that every entrepreneur must have. That's 3 media marketing tools that every entrepreneur must have. So on the show tomorrow, so further, we'll continue our discussions on marketing, media, growing your business. We're all about, because we're all about entrepreneurs. Take care. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.